bouquet and clay. Picking it bouquet and clay. Picking it bouquet and clay. Picking it bouquet and clay. Hey, everybody. Thank you again for tuning into Kicking It With Kay and Clay. I'm your girl, Kay Marie, and we have a wonderful, wonderful show today. So if you've been following the series for this month, it is the wedding series. You know, last week I had my personal wedding planner on the show. She gave, you know, some talk about some little hacks and everything. You know, if you're planning a wedding, you know somebody that's planning a wedding, that's definitely the episode for you. And today we're in for a treat as well. I'm going to play a clip of today's guest, and I'm going to introduce her, and then we're going to talk to her. So we're just going to watch this clip for a sec, okay?
New at 4, a local bride using Amazon to save very big on her big day here. Ashley Hicks, who happens to be an ABC 11 intern, ordered about 99% of her wedding items on Amazon, including her gorgeous dress. She says there were a few key things she found to make the shopping a breeze and to really stretch her budget. If new bride Ashley Hicks' June 8th wedding had a movie title, my big fat Amazon wedding would be perfect.
It was an end all be all.
That's because Ashley saved big on her wedding.
I think the average in North Carolina is like $34,000 to spend on a wedding. And my husband was like, we're definitely not doing that.
So she stretched her dollar.
We had about 150 guests maybe. And I probably spent about $3,000 total.
By ordering everything on Amazon.
We bought my dress, shoes, bridesmaid dresses, their shoes, their jewelry. My husband's suspenders, all the groomsmen's gifts, our table setting, the plate.
And I mean everything.
I even got my bridal party robes there. I got all of my girls' robes for $60 together.
Ashley says the reviews helped narrow down her decisions. Her wedding planner is the one who actually recommended using the online retail giant for such a special occasion because it's quick.
She told me about it because I got engaged in February. Our wedding was in June.
One of the biggest cost savings for the new Mrs. Hicks, a custom-made dress similar to the one she tried on at a local store.
And it was like $1,000 dresses. And I was like, I don't know. It's a cute dress. I know what I want. I knew I wanted mermaid. I wanted lace.
She found a similar dress on Amazon from a dressmaker in China who tailored it to her measurements.
And she just was like, okay, it'll be here in 2 weeks. It came. I put it on and it fit perfectly.
Her custom dress only cost her $100.
It was everything I wanted.
And it may not come as a surprise. Mr. Hicks works in finance, so her advice for anyone planning their own big day?
You don't have to spend all of your money on weddings. You don't have to go in debt for a wedding. Amazon is amazing.
And by the way, Amazon Prime Day, a two-day parade of deals for Prime members. That's coming up July 15th and 16th. And Ashley Hicks, the new Ashley Hicks, says those special days, they're actually days she stays off Amazon because she tends to spend more. She looked gorgeous.
That's crazy.
Isn't that awesome, y'all? Okay, I'm so ready to talk to our guest. So Ashley Peyton Hicks is from Durham, North Carolina. She is a recent grad of North Carolina Central University and has a BA in communications. Ashley loves to save money, as we can see, and enjoys helping others to do so as well. Ashley just recently welcomed a beautiful baby boy in October of 2020, who was one of the greatest joys of her life. In Ashley's free time, she enjoys making content for YouTube and spending time with her family. And her YouTube channel, you guys, is The Life of Ashley Hicks. Her Instagram is at Ashley Peyton Hicks, and her Facebook is Ashley Hicks. And we're going to have that on the screen for those who are watching. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Ashley Hicks. Hey, hey. Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. Excuse me, y'all, a little bit malfunction here. So, I'm good. I'm so glad that you agreed to come on the show and tell our listeners like how you planned a wedding using Amazon products for about $3,000.
Listen, it was
like, I'm not going to say it was easy, but I'm not going to say it was hard either. My husband and I originally were going to elope. And so we were like, you know what? Like, once we started narrowing down the pricing of everything, we were like, this is too expensive.
Yeah.
And for what? For people to eat and leave?
Right. One day.
And so when we talked to our wedding planner, she was like, oh, let's do this. Because she had already helped somebody do a wedding in like a month. And so when I was constantly researching, a little bit of backstory. Okay. So my husband and I started premarital counseling back in November.
Okay.
We didn't get engaged until Valentine's Day.
Okay.
But when we started counseling, he was like, well, let's slowly start buying stuff. And so not only did we use Amazon, we used Let Go, as well, like the little app where you can buy old stuff from other people. And so when we saw that, we were like, oh, great. So the charger plates, the big gold ones that you actually see, they came from Let Go, because so many people get married, but once you get married, what are you doing with all of this stuff?
Right.
So people, old wedding planners, mothers of brides, stuff like that, had so much stuff. So we went to them and we're like, oh, you have charging plates. Oh, you have tool, whatever. You know, let us get it. So finally, once we got engaged, I was like, okay, now I can finally buy my dress. And I had already went into David's Bridal. That was the store. I went into David's Bridal, tried on dresses, got my measurements. And that's really all you need. Like, go in there, take your family, take your girls, whatever. Have the whole experience. Drink the champagne.
Right.
You know, do your say yes to the dress.
Right.
But, you know, all in all, I just needed my measurements. because once you get your measurements, you can order from Amazon. And there's a little button with those dress companies that says customize. So you can click customize, and what will happen is you just tell them your measurements. So bust, waist, hips, shoulder to floor. And then when you put on heels, what the length is shoulder to floor with heels on.
Okay.
So if you're doing a train or something like that, you know, they can fix it for you. And with Amazon, we know it comes so fast.
Yeah.
So normal wedding dresses probably take about 12 to 14 weeks. Sometimes longer, depending on if you're in a busy wedding season. This, my dress customized now. It came 2 weeks and I didn't make any other alterations.
What?
2 weeks. And it was $100.
So Ling Ling over there just sewing up some stuff. I mean, you know, no offense, y'all. But up there doing the thing.
Yes. And if people are uncomfortable, here's another scenario to do that exact same thing. I'm a little hippie. So like, that's why I like the mermaid dress, because according to wedding dress size, you know, when you're shopping for wedding dresses, they make you feel fat, right?
Right.
Because if you're a hippie, then they're like, oh, you need a size 16, child, but up top I'm an 8.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to buy a size 16 dress and then pay all the extra money to get
tailor
it.
Right.
So if you want to do it an opposite way, so you can return it, because my dress was non-returnable once I got it customized. If you want to make it, you know, an easier way, just buy whatever size you think you need, and then you can take it to your favorite tailor and get it altered, and it's still way less than you paying $1,000, $2,000,
$3,000, $4,000 for a dress. So you, in the clip, it said that you saw pretty much the same type of dress when you went into David's Bridal on Amazon.
Yeah.
So did they have like a good selection, like different styles?
Everything.
Girl.
Because I knew specifically, listen, y'all, so when y'all get engaged, I don't know about you, but no. I was a little obsessed, okay? You know, I was like, I'm getting married. So, you know, you looking at everything, right? You like, okay, I want mermaid, I want sweetheart neckline, do I want lace, chiffon,
right.
Whatever. And then you have to think about the season that you're in. Are you getting married outside, inside? Do you need sleeves, no sleeves, whatever? And I was having a country chic wedding. I always knew I wanted lace. I always knew I wanted mermaid. I always knew sweetheart neckline.
And it was pretty.
Thank you.
It was pretty. $100.
$100. And the little belt.
So was that prime?
Listen. I have the link. So if you go to the YouTube channel, and it's the video on there is like $100 dress. How?
Okay.
There's a link for my actual bridal like person that did my dress. So if you want the same dress, you know, then you can have it. I don't care. You know, people up here listening don't matter. But yeah, it was so crazy how it all happened. And it came
Oh my gosh. That's wow. Cause like we were just chatting offline, you know, cause we know that weddings can cost, it's ridiculous how much the average wedding in America costs. I mean, ridiculous. That's like, you know, down payment on a house or something, you know, for one day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure, you want it to be beautiful and all of that, but I'm a firm believer that you can look like $1 million, have an event that's like $1 million without spending $1 million. You know, and for me, it's like a challenge. It's like challenge, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on. So when your wedding planner, so she actually suggested that you all pretty much get 90% of your items on Amazon, correct?
She definitely did for the dress because like, ooh, girl, okay, like I don't want to be waiting to the last minute for my dress to come in and then it not fit and not work. So she definitely did for the dress. Her biggest piece of advice was to order multiple dresses and then whichever one you don't like, you can send it back.
Okay.
So for those of you that are out there and you want to have that full experience, like I want my champagne, I want to stand on the pedestal, I want my friends and family to be there. Okay, go to Auntie Ann's house. Bring all the dresses, you know, and have a bridesmaid with you, help you put on the dress, you know, doll you up,
Get the veil
and everything. And then you can say, okay, which one do I actually really like? And the ones you don't like, send them back.
That's,
you know, Amazon will take it back and give you your money back real quick.
Right. They would. That's a good tip. I like that. Like, just go to a bridal shop and just, you know, try on different styles and get your measurements.
Right.
And then go hit up Amazon and see if they have something similar. I like that.
Yeah, even with your bridesmaids, because all my bridesmaids' dresses were from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some girls that were like a little bit more bustier, so they had to get a different style. But because Amazon works so fast, they send it back, get another one, boom.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I think it was 150 at your wedding?
Yes, 150 guests.
Okay. So what about the reception? Because we know that's like the big part. what did you do for the reception?
Listen, everybody, get you a little notebook. And my husband and I, we were constantly, well, my fiance at the time, now my husband, we were constantly talking about what exactly is important for you. And she even talked about that in the last episode, but just more in detail, write a list, right? Pick five things and put them in order, right? Is it your food? Like, do you really want people to eat well at your, at your, you know, reception? Is it the music, right? Do you really like certain songs? Do you want a line dance? Whatever. Is it the hors d'oeuvres, right? So really decide on your food, decide on your music, the decor, and put it in order of importance, your cake. And then that's how you can determine how much money you want to spend on each thing. For our cake, we had a plethora of desserts. We had two cakes. We had donuts. Our caterer did banana pudding shooters. Mm. And we also had cupcakes.
Mm.
Because people spend thousands, like when I say thousands of dollars on them nasty cakes. I've been to so many weddings and that cake is nasty.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Like,
yeah, then it'd be so much left over.
Yes. It's pretty, you know, but it's nasty. And then a year later, when it's time for you to eat your top tier, you're like, this cake is not good, but let's eat it. So we went to Lowe's Food and Whole Foods for our desserts. So, you know, that's like a boutique type grocery store, you know, a little bit more expensive, but they have really fresh food. You know, it's not like a regular grocery store where it's like, that's a little nasty.
Yeah, more like organic stuff.
Right. And, so we had two tiered, like we had, they were probably about this big, two tiered cakes. And they were called like a naked type cake. So, and it's fresh buttercream icing. So we didn't have fondant. I hate fondant.
I know. I love buttercream.
Right. So they put that buttercream up there. And then my wedding planner, she just stuck some little decor pieces. We had the H. We ordered that from Amazon and put that on top of our cake. Okay. And then some flowers. And voila, it looks like we paid $1,000 for the cake. But we didn't. We paid all of our desserts, including the cakes, was $250.
What? The cake, the cupcakes, the donuts, the shoot up.
Yes, $250. And so you really have to say, hey, because I was going to the cake tastings and I was like, oh, this is nice. This is cute. You know, oh, you can do all of that for me. Oh, wow.
Right, right, right.
And then when I found out Whole Foods, Lowe's Food, like, and even to this day, for my bridal shower, for my baby shower, we use them now. Like,
so you got the cake, so you got the cake from Whole Foods.
Yes, cake from Whole Foods. All the other desserts from Lowe's Food.
I know a whole. They have Whole Foods all over the U.S. Right. So yeah. So okay, I like that. So a two tier from Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. You can get a two tier, one tier, three. However, but and they'll tell you the price, but it will be nowhere. You can get 5 two-tier cakes if you want. Everybody had their own cake at a table, and it still won't be as expensive as.
Now you told them specifically. You told Whole Foods. Did you tell them specifically wedding cake, or you just said two-tier?
Yeah. So when you order it, tell them what kind of icing you want, what color you want it to be. Mine was like a naked for Whole Foods. It was like a naked. Two-tiered cake, and you let them know how big you want your tiers to be. And I believe it was like 8 inches wide or 10 inches wide, and then the top one was 6 inches wide, but it's a three-tiered cake, I believe. So you know, the layers, three layers in each one, so it's a big piece of cake.
So like the donuts, the other desserts. So, like, how much did you have of each?
I wish I could show you a picture. we had, like, because we had a whole, it was maybe like a whole big old 6x8 table of desserts. And so we probably had about 4 to 5 dozen cupcakes.
Okay.
And about 4 to 5 dozen donuts.
Okay.
And even at the end of the wedding, we were still trying to get people to get it, you know, get it out of there, because we were going to Cancun the next day. We can't take it with us.
Right, right. That's awesome.
But that helped because so many people are not cake people.
That's true. That is true. So like somebody in my family, I mean, she would eat cake, but she don't like icing.
Right.
So a better, you know, like a little shooter, dessert shooter, or a donut probably would be best. I like that idea.
Right. Like, people, listen, you're throwing a party, okay?
It is a big celebration.
Yeah, that's it. And so you don't need to break the bank. My biggest piece of advice is always, you know, are you preparing for your marriage or are you just preparing for your wedding?
Come on.
And so many people spend so much money on their wedding that when they go home and look at each other, like, they're like, dang, we all this debt. We don't have this set up, you know, and you have a wonderful wedding. But after a week or two, those people that came to that wedding do not care
anymore. They don't. They don't. And that, you know, and that's how we want to do as well. We said we want to ball out on a honeymoon,
right?
You know, and just, you know, keep it real, you know, simple, still elegant, you know, but not a whole bunch of money, you know, for the wedding.
Can I tell you a secret?
Go ahead.
we won half of our honeymoon, and what? My husband's wedding ring and my bride, my maid of honor, she was engaged at the time as well. We were able to get two rings. Obviously, it was supposed to be one for me, one for him, but yeah. Because I wanted, like, you know, a little something yeah, yeah. Mine, then I was like, well, we can get two male rings. And so one went to my husband, and then one went to my best friend's husband when they got married. And the trick to do that is sign up for all of those, like, bridal expos.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to them, but sign up for them. And when you sign up for them, these companies now have access to your email. So just give them some like random coupon email.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to ask you to come to a cooking competition, like come to a cooking like demonstration or something like okay. that. I don't know what they're doing. Quarantine probably will be
brought. I know.
But yes, they're still doing them. So just mask up and go. But we went to the cooking demonstration, sat through it, and if you sit through the whole thing, it's kind of like a timeshare. But
okay, okay.
We sat through the whole thing. We was like, no, we don't want the pots and pans. I really wanted them, but my husband was like, no. and so we sat through that, and we got four gifts. So we got our champagne toasting flutes that we used at the wedding. We had our wedding rings. We won 3 days and two nights for honeymoon. You could pick like whatever location. And we just pay additional money to stay longer.
Yeah.
It was still on a discount. And then we were able to get, it was four things. It was something else. But yeah, we won that too. So save money. So you can ball out. We was balling out. We was in Cancun, honey, living our best life. But
I'm sure. You didn't have to spend that much. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah. what other advice would you give? Those of us who's planning a wedding,
use your resources. That's like my biggest thing. Reach out to people that are in your family, friends. You know, if you have a photographer, if they're really good, use them. Work out some type of barter deal, because you can obviously work out a better deal with somebody that you know versus yeah. somebody you don't know.
That's true.
And then, like I said, use those boutique places. I love flowers, but we have fake flowers.
Okay.
So most people, if anything, I would say, you know, get your bouquet, allow that to be real. But then even the bridesmaids' bouquets, I love y'all, but fake flowers.
Right.
Because these flowers are literally sometimes people's most expensive bill.
Yeah.
And they die. They're gone.
Yeah. I'm not a big flower person anyway.
Yes. So we had candles like all over the table. Make it romantic. Use some candles, you know, different layers of candles. But yeah, use your resources. If you know a caterer, if you have a DJ friend, what yeah. have you. And then if you're religious, I would say use your like church, your synagogue, whatever.
We have a few people, like family members and friends, who are actually like ordained. So
yeah, use
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Use them, because they're just happy to come and see y'all get married.
Right.
Get a hot plate, you know.
Right.
And so we had our singers, you know, they sung at our church that sang at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people spend so much money on the venue.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Try. Mm-mm.
What was your event? What was your venue? Was it at the church?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a mega church here, and so we have two locations. So we use the smaller location for mm-hmm. our wedding, so we wouldn't have to decorate so much.
Okay.
And so our ceremony was in the church, and then like down the hall, like a long way, we had like, you know, the food set up, and then we had the reception. It was obviously big enough to seat 150 people and have dancing space. And so, yeah, I can't stress that enough. These venues have been taking people's money.
Yeah.
For everybody to have the same pictures. Y'all all standing in front of the same spot, but we spending tens of thousands of dollars to do so.
Yeah. Now, the venue, you know, we got, you know, we're going to do Like it, we have a park in the city that we stay in, and it has a beautiful gazebo. It's so gorgeous. So
That's perfect. Yeah. See, listen. My other thing was use your resource. I have two friends now. They were both at my wedding that I helped them do their weddings at a clubhouse, their neighborhood clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we decorated everything. It's a whole lot cheaper to rent out the clubhouse than a venue. And then also just listen, write your list of importance, rate it, 1 to 5. So you can see where you're going to put your money at. And then, we had buffet style, so it made it a little bit less expensive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then like the plated, somebody bringing the plate and sitting right down. But with all of this that's happening, it's like make sure you have people that are designated to be servers. Set it up where maybe everybody can't be invited to the wedding, right?
Yeah.
So the people that you feel bad, like, dang, that's my mom's friend. I really want her to come. But
they can stream it.
They can stream it. And then they can help. Like, they might not, let them be servers, right? Not like your best buddy, but, people,
right,
they think they're supposed to be at the wedding, but they
right really, right.
Make them servers. Make them, can you be my hostess?
I like that.
So they're still helping you, and then they are part of the day as well, and it's not extra stress on like, they don't have a place to sit, stuff like that.
I like that. Oh my goodness, some good stuff.
Yes.
Some good stuff. Amazon.
Yeah.
Girl, you're gonna have me at the get through here, you're gonna have me looking up, because I already love Amazon, because he already get on me about this. About every other day I have a package coming in. But oh my gosh, yeah, this has been really, really helpful and insightful.
And
hopefully those who are planning a wedding, man, you don't want to do it, you don't want to break the bank, so Ashley offered up some great tips on doing that. And this is advice that will stand the test of time. I don't think Amazon is going anywhere anytime soon.
Not anytime soon.
No. Is it anything else that you want to tell us?
Let's see. So I'm like, I got so much stuff off Amazon. Oh, my veil. I got a $115 veil.
Okay.
From Let Go. So use Let Go, use Amazon, go on eBay. Because when I went to even my undergarments, get that stuff from Amazon, just check to see what sizes you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because, people don't even realize, the petticoat or petty skirt that you put on underneath it,
that's
$100. And, the thing that you need, the corset, to make sure everything looks nice. That's
everything $100. All tucked and
right.
Wet. Yeah.
So make sure you get your undergarments, try them on, make sure they're comfortable so you're not tugging all night long. And then another thing that I would say is to just have fun. Don't stress out so much about the big day, because it's going to come and go.
Yeah.
And the biggest piece people really don't understand is when you're there all day, make sure you have food in the back while you're getting ready, your makeup, hair, getting dressed. There's going to be some different periods where maybe you have to sign some paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get some food. We had Jersey Mike's or something like that.
Okay.
Food sandwiches. Nothing too heavy, because you don't want to look bloated.
Right.
But even the guys, people are just in the back waiting. Are they taking pictures before the guests come?
That's true.
Starve all the time. And then
that's true. Because I was in a few weddings. I'm stomach growling.
Right. You want everybody happy.
Yes.
Get them some sandwiches, some crackers, some fruit, tons of water. And, I would just say, make sure you have fun. Remember that this day is about you and your spouse. And please, I beg of you, do not go and taking out loans to have this day. And now more than ever, people really value family. People really value friendship. So people understand if you cannot invite them to your wedding, don't feel bad for it. Because I'm like, this is a different time now.
It is.
Than back then. Everybody expected to be at your wedding.
Yeah.
Everything was open. But now, invite your 30 people and have a good time and enjoy the rest of your life.
There you have it, folks. Wise words from Ashley. Again, you guys, she gave some great tips. If you want to follow her YouTube channel, you can go to her YouTube channel called The Life of Ashley Hicks. Her Instagram handle is at Ashley Payton Hicks, and Facebook handle is Ashley Hicks. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So good. It was so good. Thank you so much for coming on, taking out time in your, I know, busy schedule with your 3 month old.
Thank you. I'm glad he took a nap. So
good. Okay, everyone. So yeah, you know of somebody who is planning a wedding, know somebody in your family, your friend, make sure you share this episode. And follow some of Ashley's advice. Save some money. You know, it's one day. Okay, it's a big day,
right?
But it's like Ashley said, you want to focus more on the marriage than the wedding day. It can still be nice, you know, at a very, you know, affordable price, whatever affordable looks like to you,
right?
You know, so. Thank you so much, everyone. And we're going to come back next week with another wedding segment. And Ashley, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I will see everyone next week. Bye.
Bye, guys. Picking it with Kay and Clay.